Each year, over 2,300 pieces of legislation are introduced into the Maryland General Assembly. This year, one bill has the potential to make an impact on reducing the amount of pollution that enters our waterways. Delegate Brooke Learman, along with Senator Victor Ramirez, is co-sponsoring the Community Cleanup and Greening Act, which aims to get Maryland consumers to switch from disposable to reusable bags. In a study conducted by the EPA, the second most common item found in marine debris is plastic bags. Delegate Learman is here today to discuss what this bill means for you, me, and how we can get involved. Thanks for joining us today, Delegate Learman.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me, John.
Tell us about the bill. What impact will it have on Maryland consumers?
This bill will add increased transparency to our purchases and will also clean up our parks, neighborhoods, and waterways. It's really a win for Maryland consumers, a win for retailers, and a huge win for our water, our streams, our parks, our playgrounds. It's an exciting proposition.
Well, why do we need a bill banning disposable bags?
Well, right now, if you take a walk around my neighborhood in Baltimore or any neighborhood around Baltimore, really, or throughout the state, because I've talked to people on the Eastern Shore in Prince George's County and other areas, there are just plastic bags everywhere. They're in our waterways. They're in our roads. We spend hundreds of thousands of dollars cleaning our city streets and our waterways every year. And these plastic bags aren't doing anybody any good in the long run. So I've proposed a bill that would ban plastic bags at the point of sale from in our retail establishments. So that doesn't mean the plastic bag you put your produce in. It just means the plastic bag at the point of sale would ban them and would include a small charge for paper. So like how you buy a can of beans, you would be able to buy a paper bag if you needed one. But we're hoping that what would happen, and we know what would happen because we've seen it in other states and municipalities around the country, is that this would lead to an incredible reduction in plastic bag trash and also a reduction in paper bag usage so that people would switch entirely to reusable bags, which is really where we need to be.
Sounds like a win-win. If someone wants to get involved with the effort in making sure this bill passes, what should they do?
So the number one thing to do is to contact me. Folks can call my office at 410-841-3319, and we can help direct you to who you should contact to encourage them to vote for this bill and to help its passage. In the Senate side, Senator Victor Ramirez is playing a key role in helping to pass this bill as well.
I love the title, by the way, the Community Cleanup and Greening Act. So as far as the next steps, what comes next?
Well, we're continuing to spread the message about why this bill is so important and help to make people understand that it will be effective. You know, D.C. a few years ago introduced a similar bill, not exactly the same, and they have seen a 72% reduction of bag litter in streams, as well as a 60% reduction in bags given out at stores. Hawaii has legislation that has banned plastic bags, and a 15-month study of litter on Maui's beaches found zero plastic bags.
Wow.
Yeah, really amazing.
Well, thank you so much for coming in to talk today.
My pleasure. It's an important subject. I'm always happy to come speak about it.
To find out why the National Aquarium is supporting the Community Cleanup and Greening Act, learn more at aqua.org/ablueview. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, whose mission is to inspire conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.